This is All the Year Round, daily readings for the new church. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Today's readings are Luke chapter 23, verses 34 to 38, and True Christian Religion, number 539. Luke chapter 23, verses 34 to 38. And Jesus was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And dividing his garments, they cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers with them also derided, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself." And an inscription was also written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew: "This is the King of the Jews." True Christian Religion, number 539. There are two duties incumbent on a person to be done after examination, namely, supplication and confession. The supplication should be that the Lord may be merciful, that he may give power to resist the evils that have been repented of, and that he will provide inclination and affection for doing good, since apart from the Lord, man can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. The confession will be that he sees, recognizes, and acknowledges his evils, and finds himself to be a miserable sinner. There is no need for a person to enumerate his sins before the Lord, nor to supplicate forgiveness of them. He need not enumerate them, because he has searched them out and seen them in himself, and consequently they are present to the Lord, because they are present to himself. Moreover, the Lord led him to search them out, disclosed them, and inspired grief for them, and together with this an effort to refrain from them and begin a new life. Supplication need not be made to the Lord for forgiveness of sins for the following reasons. First, because sins are not abolished, but made remote, and they are made remote so far as a person continues to refrain from them and enters upon a new life. For there are innumerable lusts inherent, coiled up, as it were, in every evil, and they cannot be put away instantly, but only gradually, as a person permits himself to be reformed and regenerated. The second reason is that the Lord is mercy itself. He forgives all people their sins, nor does he impute a single sin to anyone, for he says, "They know not what they do." Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Nevertheless, the sins are not thereby taken away. For to Peter asking how often he should forgive his brother's trespasses, whether he should do so 7 times, the Lord said, "I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 22. What then will not the Lord do? And again, Luke chapter 23, verses 34 to 38. And Jesus was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And dividing his garments, they cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers with them also derided, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself." And an inscription was also written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew: "This is the King of the Jews." This has been All the Year Round, daily readings for the new church. If you have found this podcast valuable, please consider telling a friend about it. If you'd like to get in touch, send us an email at alltheyearroundpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more readings from the Sacred Scriptures and the Heavenly Doctrine of the New Church.